Hello, this is John Norris, the Executive Director of the Enough Project. President Obama has a very exciting opportunity to fundamentally transform U.S. relations with Africa. I don't think that's to minimize the immensity of the challenges ahead, but I do think there are some dynamics to his presidency that are unique and really do allow very important opportunities to change the dynamic on the continent, and again, restore peacemaking and peacekeeping as a central goal of U.S. foreign policy in Africa. Not only is President Obama the first African-American United States president, he's also an American president with immediate African roots. And I think that really has excited a lot of people on the continent and suggests that he'll have a deeper involvement. I also think, as an African-American president, that President Obama has an opportunity to move beyond the contentious North-South debates of developed versus underdevelopment that have often overridden the debate about Africa and foreign policy in the United States. For example, I don't think it'll have much merit if President Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe suggests that President Obama represents the former colonial masters. I think that argument won't carry water anymore, and I think it really is an important opportunity to move beyond some of these former traps that we used to get caught into. The Obama administration also has an important opportunity to move beyond the for us and against us approach to Africa, which really marked the Bush administration's approach after September 11th. I think looking at the continent of Africa and simply identifying countries as friends or enemies based on their record of anti-terrorism activities was really too simplistic and really was a return back to the way things were done in the Cold War, but didn't really take into consideration all those other important factors of whether African leaders were investing in development, investing in regional organizations, investing in their own people, and respecting the rights of their own people and promoting democracy on the continent. President Bush does deserve some credit for helping to broker the North-South peace deal in Sudan, investing a great deal of money in anti-HIV/AIDS initiatives, but I think in terms of a legacy, there's still an awful lot of work to be done, and President Obama will assume the presidency with immense challenges in Sudan, in Somalia, in Eastern Congo, Chad, and Zimbabwe, and other locations throughout the continent, including northern Uganda. We would like to see the Obama administration make a real investment in peacemaking and peacekeeping and take a comprehensive approach to these tasks and look at problems across borders and between states, and also be able to make long-term investments in development, crisis prevention, and in shaping African regional institutions. Too often, Africa's regional institutions have only been determined on the basis of geography. We think it's time they move beyond that simple consideration and actually begin to be built around shared values and commitment to respecting the rights of their own people, democracy, and open markets. There's been a lot of talk about African solutions to African problems over the last several years, but I feel that too often that's been used as an excuse for inaction, both in Africa and the United States. African regional institutions need to understand that African solutions and African values are not an excuse for disrespecting the rights and values of their own people, and the broader international community needs to understand that African solutions to African problems doesn't mean turning a blind eye to mass atrocities, genocide, the war crimes. These are international problems, and they need to be addressed internationally. As part of its rethink of Africa policy, we hope that the Obama administration begins to shift U.S. policy from simply managing the symptoms of the conflicts in Africa and actually begins to look at making the long-term investments that will help end these crises and move from simply investing in humanitarian relief and resources to deal with crises after the fact and actually take a smart approach to investing in the real core diplomacy and peacemaking efforts that will end these horrifying wars in Sudan, in Congo, in Somalia, and elsewhere. There's a number of things that the new administration can do to increase that capacity to deal with these pressing crises in Africa. We need more and better trained staff in African embassies, which are chronically understaffed and usually have the most junior personnel. We need people in these embassies who have training in post-conflict settings, in negotiation and diplomacy, which has often been sorely lacking on the continent. We need people at the senior levels of the White House, at the NSC, who are specifically tasked at looking at striking a regional solution two conflicts. If you look at a place like Congo, that's a conflict that stretches across Eastern Congo, Rwanda, Uganda, and involves lots of players, really cries out for a regional solution. We also feel that the administration can make a smart investment in special envoys where appropriate and pick those senior leaders who are given real power and real authority to make deals and to achieve progress. And I think it really is important that special envoys, when they're created, have clear marching orders and that they're significantly senior to be able to demand and command respect, not just at the State Department, but at the NSC and at the Pentagon as well. We think that, once again, the Obama administration could really effectively use the bully pulpit and use our standing in the world to lead peacemaking efforts, to call the parties to Washington, to bring people together, and to urge that they reach a common solution for peace. We think the three most important conflicts for the administration to address right out of the box are probably Eastern Congo, Sudan, and Somalia. There's immense challenges in each. I won't go into all the details of that. They're enclosed in the report. But I really do think with the very likely indictment of Sudan's president for war crimes, this will be a major opportunity for the administration right out of the gate to show that they're taking a new approach and to revive multilateral diplomacy and bring our friends and allies on board, a willingness to talk to our enemies, and a new approach to investing in peace on the continent. Thank you. This is John Norris, Executive Director of the UNEP Project.